That was I Don't Recognize You by New Dad. You're listening to WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio 91.5 FM. Welcome back to Pisces Season. I'm Lauren. This is my show. Tonight's show is going to be something that I've been wanting to do for a while, and then I decided, like, okay, it's like finally time to do it, which is my girly girl show. So basically, I'll probably like say this a few times throughout the show, but basically the whole idea is that, you know, it's like girl music, whatever that means. It doesn't particularly mean that it's a girl singing the song, or that it references anything about being a girl. It's just like when I listen to these songs, I'm like, oh, I'm a girl. Like, yep, girl. And like, it's this very, very particular kind of song to me personally. And I've like, throughout the years, you know, added a song or two from this playlist, like to my normal playlist. And every time I would like hit shuffle, I'd be like, why? In like one of my girl songs would come on, I'd just be like, it just doesn't like go, like it doesn't make sense here. And so finally one day I was like, you know what, I've had enough, I'm gonna put all these songs together. And so I've kind of been like building this collection of girl songs. Some have been given to me by friends, I've found a lot through Spotify, a lot of great artists. But yeah, that's like pretty much the idea of tonight. My playlist cover is a picture of Hello Kitty, which I feel like goes along with like how this playlist feels to me personally. So yeah, that's what we're doing tonight. If you want to call in, say hi, anything, the number is 855-915-9636, or you can go to WMFO.org and click on the DJ chat up in the top corner, stuff, and we could chat, and it's really fun and awesome. So, yeah, I'm gonna go ahead. The next song, All My Time Is Wasted. Oh no. Yeah, I'm gonna come back to the name, sorry. Thank you.
feels like it'll never end.
That song for me is definitely a dancing around the room on full blast, you know, like swinging my head around kind of song. That was I Just Wanna by Superfan. So yeah, that's kind of the vibe. I realized that like maybe like indie pop or like bedroom pop is kind of like what I mean by girl music. But, you know, that seems right to me. Like, you're, like, sitting on your floor, like, garage band, playing the piano, swinging your feet around, you know, like girl stuff. Whatever that means. It can mean anything, honestly. As we go on through tonight's playlist, you'll realize that, like, what my conception of girl music is not... like not one thing at all. So I feel like I would encourage you to take this like concept of like what kind of a certain kind of song, because like, you know, you listen to a song and you're like, this is a certain kind of song. There's like normal music and then there's like the certain types of songs. So if you have songs like that, I would encourage you to make a playlist of them. Even if your playlist is like 3 songs long for like 5 months straight, eventually you will find more songs like that and you'll be like, ugh, but what were those other songs that reminded me of this? So it's, you know what, let's take the initiative, start the playlist today, and then you'll end up with something like my masterpiece of girl playlist, girly girl music. No pressure though, and it can be girly girl music in a completely different way. You know, it doesn't have to be bedroom pop, or it could be something that's like not a gendered adjective. It could be like, I honestly don't know. I can't think of a singular word right now. It could be nice music, you know, it could be literally anything. Creative music. Interesting. Yeah, it could be anything. So yeah, I would definitely encourage you to do that. And I think that this has turned out pretty nicely. This next song is, not to compliment myself or anything, but this next song is a great song by Whatever Dad, which is like classic bedroom pop band. So yeah, here's Waffles by Whatever Dad.
Thank you.
That was Stone Killer by... Oh, I feel like my volume's really high right now. That was Stone Killer by 26fix. Yeah, this is not related to that song really at all, but I was listening to that song this morning and walking around in like my little fall outfit, and I kept thinking about the horrible, horrible slander that I made against fall, like either the last time I was in here or the time before. I don't believe that at all. I said some really, you know, some mean things about fall as a concept, a season, yeah. And I don't actually hate fall. I love fall. I think it is my favorite season. And I kept calling it overrated, which is like ridiculous because it's not. I'm really excited for Halloween this week. I actually just bought some more stuff for my costumes like just now. So I'm like really, really excited. So I don't know why I would say that. I honestly don't really love the winter that much either, and it's so long. So I apologize for saying those things. I think it's because I'm burnt out on pumpkin flavored things, which is like, it's hard to admit because I really love pumpkin things, but it's been about like 21 years of loving pumpkin flavored things. And I think that like, it's just like normal to grow out of like, oh, I need pumpkin bread like every September, October, November, and realize that there are like other things that are fall and are not pumpkin bread, and they're probably better than that. Like apple cider is great. I don't know what other, like kettle corn, that's what we, pumpkin pie even, anything apple. I don't like candy corn. I have a distaste for candy corn. Very gross candy, in my opinion. I think that was probably the worst whenever someone was handing out candy corn on Halloween. I would always give it to my little brother, which probably like contributed to a lot of things. Sorry, Mom. And he would always trade me for his chocolate because he doesn't like love chocolate. And we would like, obviously, like all little kids do, you know, you like spread out your candy thing with like your siblings, or like if you went trick-or-treating with your friends and you guys are all like hanging out afterwards, like, or like if you like got to spend the night afterwards, that was great. But you know, like sometimes it's like a weeknight and you can't like spend the night on a weeknight, God forbid, and like spread out all of your candy like in a circle and start like negotiating and being like, look, I'll give you my Snickers for two of your York peppermint patties. So I'm gonna be like, no, the Snickers and the Reese's. All of that stuff. I miss that. Those were the days, honestly. And I think that, you know, I've been so caught up in like midterms, whatever that means, taking over most of my fall. And I'm like, ugh, enough with fall. I'm over it. But I'm not over it. I really love the fall. The foliage. Said that right, finally. And the air, it's like crisp. You still get to wear cute jackets. It's not just puffer coats. There's a lot of things that are very worthwhile about the fall. So, you know, I'm like really sorry for saying that stuff. That was a really bad take of me. Yeah. I've been thinking about that a lot, actually, which is, like, a little bit ridiculous, because, like, I don't think anyone cares that much, but I really, really care. Anywho, back to the music we go, I guess. This next song, I have a really fun story about. If you're my friend Abby, you probably, like, don't want to listen to this song, but, yeah, here it is. That was Insomnia by Superfan. So I said that thing about my friend not listening to that song because she actually tore her ACL listening to that song. It's not my story to tell, but I'm going to tell it anyway. She is a big skier, really good at skiing, and like, I don't know, something just like came over her and she was like, she woke up one morning and was like, yeah, today's a jumps day, like I'm gonna do jumps. So of course she heads out there so confident, trying to do ski jumps, and she's listening to this song, and it's a really good song. And then, of course, it doesn't go as planned because she tears her ACL. And then she, like, stands back up and then skis down the mountain, as is usual with people who, like, sounds like it's usual. So I feel like I've, like, been like, oh, yeah, like, she tore her ACL skiing. And people are like, oh, my mom did that and she, like, skied on it for, like, another day. Which is like, doesn't that hurt? Like, how is it possible? But I love that song, and I always think about her tearing her ACL to it. But she said that she still listens to it, and she thinks it's a good song. Which I feel like can not always be the case whenever something bad happens when you're listening to a song. Like, personally, I will never listen to Won't Go Home Without You by Maroon 5 ever again. Because I was listening to that whenever I got into a car accident. Yeah, so I am not a fan of that song or Maroon 5 anymore. I mean, not that I, like, really need to be a fan of Maroon 5, but that is, like, that's a pretty catchy song. It's ruined, though. Anywho, it's time for a PSA, and I thought this one was pretty appropriate for today's show and conversation. This is the Autumn Outdoor Exercise PSA. Autumn brings out some... Sorry, no, let me start again. Autumn brings some of the most beautiful days of the year to New England. If you haven't been getting all the exercise you should, now is the perfect time to get outside and walk, run, or ride a bike. Use your feet to go places instead of your car. Enjoy the fall colors, breathe the fresh air, reduce stress, and improve your health. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. I actually drove to the studio tonight, despite it being like a 10-minute walk, so that's extremely humiliating to me. I just wish I wasn't so busy all the time. I would get on my 2 feet and walk around and enjoy the fall air. But, you know, that's how it goes, I guess. Anywho, kind of switching the vibe now. I played a lot of my more, like, happy girl songs. Now this is what it feels like to be, like, girl. You know, it was like, girl. And now it's like, oh, girl. That's how I feel. Like, when I listen to these songs, I'm like, how I yearn. I don't know what I'm yearning for, but, like, you know, that's, like, the vibe. So, yeah, that's what's up next. This next song is Hannah Sun by Lomelda.
I sent you the sun from my hometown and Chicago. Shadow.
That was Hannah Sun by Lomelda. That is one of my favorite songs from my Girly Girl playlist. I think it's a really beautiful song. Very nice and like calming for me personally. This next song, also a favorite. So hope you enjoy.
Thank you.
That was Falling Apart by Slow Pulp, and before that was When I Meet You by Hollow Bastion. Not gonna lie, I don't have much to say because I've been really enjoying the music that I picked out. Not to pat myself on the back or anything, but yeah, I made this playlist for a reason. I love it. So yeah. Not much else to say. I'm kind of tired. These songs are kind of putting me to bed too. I don't know if you guys wear contacts, but they do this thing at night where they get like really dry, which is like fair, you know, you've had them like on your eyeballs all day. But they get really dry and just like start giving out, and then you can't really see because everything's blurry and your eyes hurt and you're tired. Just this whole mess. I mean, geez, horrible. Anyway. I've got two more songs for you. I'm probably gonna go early. I'm tired. You're probably tired too. We're all tired. Who knows? But I might not. Who knows? this next song is another song by Slow Pulp. I've already played it on my show once before, but that was almost a full year ago now. And this song meant a lot of different things to me at the time. Versus now, I just am like, oh, good girl song. But that song was probably the birth. This upcoming song is probably the birth of the girly girl playlist, because I would listen to this song and it was different than all my other sad songs. It was like, wow, this one's so, like, they get me, you know? So, yeah, the song is really awesome and important to me because it was the start of this awesome playlist. So I hope you enjoy.
Hey! was At Home by Slow Pulp. One of my favorite songs. So good. Love it. Sorry, I'm like almost falling asleep in here. It's absurd. So we're at the last song of the show. I literally can't keep my eyes open, so it's gonna be an early night for me, obviously. But this last song is a song that was given to me by my friend Jill. She was like obsessed with this song. She still is. She's like gonna be the guy or the album cover of the song, of this single for Halloween. So this is a really important song, you know, like it's a big deal, and we've been listening to it a lot. And she's been like listening to it on repeat, and so then I started doing it because it's a great song. The thing is, the other day we were talking about, she also has a show, but it's Sundays at 3 p.m. and we're talking about the song, and she was like, I just wish I could play it on my show. And I was, but you know, because it has bad words in it. And she was like, I'm gonna sub for someone and play it on my show during Safe Harbor hours. And I was like, oh, so true, but until you do that, I'll play it on my show. So yeah, it's completely different than everything we listened to tonight. Complete opposite direction. It says bad words, first of all. It's a good song though. Yeah. So enjoy.
I like the girls that do drugs. Girls with cigarettes in the back of the club. Girls that hate cops and bad girls. Girls with no buns. Girls that's mean just for fun. I like girls who make love, but I love girls who like to fuck. That's what's up. Girls, small girls, girls with dicks called girls, girls who get naked on the grill. They say I'm too fucking horny, wanna put me in a cage. I'll probably fuck the hoe in the wall that got before made. I like girls who pregnant, girls who give it up for land, girls who so fucking kinky that they bang. I like the girls that do drugs, girls with cigarettes in the back of the club, girls that hate cops and buns, cause it's me, just for fun. I like girls who make love, but I love girls who like to fuck. The girls that do drugs, girls with cigarettes in the back of the club, girls that hate cops and buy guns, girls with no buns, girls with me, just for fun. I like girls who make love, but I love girls who like to fuck.
That's what's up.
Yeah, so that was Girls by The Dare. Thank you so much for listening to tonight's show. And dealing with my tiredness, but also my ridiculous music choices. And hopefully you enjoyed that song. Thank you so much for listening to Pisces Season. I'm Lauren. If you liked my show, you didn't like my show, you want to give me a second chance, I'll be here again next Monday at 10 p.m. So you should totally tune in. You're listening to WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And I hope everyone has a great night.
Here's the deal, what I can promise is I'll lie down like a bed of wildflowers and I'll always make the sheets smell like gardenias wild at your feet. And I
true, darling.
Not to turn into a wildfire, to light up your night with only my smile. Nothing that burns. Maybe I'll be like a wildflower. I live on sheer willpower. I'll do my best never to turn into something.
Here's the deal, 'cause I know you wanna talk about it. Here's the deal, you say there's gaps to fill in, so here. Here's the deal, my father never stepped in when his wife would rage at me, so I but sweet. Later than hospitals, stand still on my feet. Comfortably numb, but with lithium came poetry. And baby, I've been running on star trip IVs for so long. I wouldn't know how cruel the world.